11. Creative Access Audio Tour. True Rabbits, False Lions. Woodblock print.
If you're using the Dollhouse Tactile map, we are moving from location B to location C to the prints along the east wall. With the entrance behind me, I follow the edge of the floor plinth and turn right so that the table remains to my right. Pivoting 90 degrees left, I face the east wall where there are two framed woodblock prints printed from the inset block within the table behind me. When you feel the tactile object that depicts the ring of animals, or if you're handling the carved wooden blocks from Jenny's collection, you'll feel raised or uncarved areas. This is called relief. In relief printing, the artist carves away part of the woodblock, leaving the image via the untouched wood at the highest plane. This raised surface is then covered in ink, and when pressed into paper, only the relief areas transfer ink and create the image. For the prints on the wall, the area that were in relief on the woodblock is where the deep purple and jade green ink left an impression on the paper. The areas that were carved away appear as the natural color of the paper showing through. If you're holding the tactile object that depicts the ring of animals, there is a small raised bump in the upper right corner. This matches the orientation of the left print. If you flip it so that the bump is in the lower left corner, this matches the orientation of the right print. As you rotate the page to match the orientation of each work, the animals make semicircle progress in their chase, matching the images framed on the wall. The mountain cats are on the top and bottom of the circle, and the two rabbits are on the left and right. Each of these prints is framed in a light gray frame, the color of the afternoon cloudy sky. These are floating frames, which means the print appears to be suspended behind the glass and within the frame rather than pressed flat against it. These prints are on Stonehenge paper, a warm, soft-textured printmaking paper. Jenny has provided details on the paper for each of the printed works in gallery. Printmakers typically don't cut their paper to sharp edges, allowing the texture and weight of the paper to be visible when it is exhibited this way. In these floating frames, the raw edge and the frame sits further out, creating a shadow as if the paper is floating in the space between the glass and the back of the frame. A piece of rag paper with a raw edge similar to the paper used in these prints is available in the tactile objects at the Welcome Station, so you can feel the texture and weight of one of the many kinds of printmaking paper.